Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
306 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. Not a bad day. It is toasty for sure. 92 degrees. And you heard Matt DiNarbato from 8 News a couple of moments ago. This big storm kind of percolating a little bit. That's one of those technical meteorological percolating. No G on the end. With the G on the end, you've screwed it up. But we'll get what we get, and otherwise looks pretty good, pretty straightforward. We got our good pal Carl Carlson joining us at 4:35 this afternoon. Carl, as you know, is my financial planner, and I'm very happy with Carl. I'll just say that, very happy with Carl. I think we're all, at least inside of Casa Cats, very happy with Carl, and we'll chat with him about one or two things at 4:35. Now, 5:35, Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is going to be here. I have to tell you now, there's bad news. Very, 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 very bad news. We, Team Cats, in the big Fatherhood Foundation father figure event, we still do not have a sponsor for our jerseys. The other three teams have all scored sponsors. Well, I'm not happy about that. All right, I'm not, I'm jumping off a bridge, but come on, man. It's for the fathers and their kids. So we got to get ourselves a sponsor. If you're a business owner, I'm just telling you, great opportunity for you to step up to the plate and be on the Team Cats jerseys, and then you get a jersey. It's just like the big basketball thing they do. NCAA, right? The Final Four thing. Yeah. So that's what we got. We got four teams. And we're doing okay. I think we're in second place at the moment, but it is really neck and neck, which is good. That's the weird part about it. I, honest to goodness, and Beach doesn't believe me, I really don't have to be the number one fundraiser. I'm okay. I want to help as much as possible. I want us to get to that $100,000 mark. But if somebody else goes out there and raises the most money, fantastic, because it's all going to exactly the same place. That being said, we have a number of folks who are stepping up to help out Team Cats, and I'll give you a list of those so that you can help. But here's the big one. Honest to good, I know I didn't even mean to start with this. We have so much to talk about, and I'm doing this, but I just got the email from Beach over at Fatherhood Foundation saying we are the only team, one out of the four teams, that doesn't have a sponsor on our jerseys. Everybody else has one. So if you're a business owner and you want really, 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 really good attention paid to you, you want some real big folks looking at you and going, oh yeah, I could use them, well, now's the time. You should probably get in on this. I'll give you details later. Now, it's also 1 year since Butler, Pennsylvania. A couple of things I want to talk about, and I'll remind you that the James River Air text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I want to know where you were last year when that happened. Because I had a conversation over the weekend with Heidi, and I could describe in detail where we were, what we were doing, the comments that each of us made. And I'm thinking, well, I have a memory of Ronald Reagan being shot. And I remember where I was. I can't give you all of those details, but I sure as heck remember where I was and kind of, sort of, what I was doing. I think the assassination attempt on President Trump last year is, for this generation, a truly monumental event. Not for a good reason, I understand that, but it is one of those things. If you live through it, I don't think you will ever, ever forget where you were when you heard about it, where you were as it unfolded. And here's another thing. We still don't know any more about that that kid. Why not? Why don't we know? And is it really... I shaved this morning as I do each and every morning with Occam's razor. So I don't do conspiracy theories. But God, there's just something odd that this nitwit last year, with, so far as I can tell, absolutely no training, is able to get a shot off at the President of the United States from a position that's not even really concealed. And a millimeter or two in another direction, and President Trump is gone. I'll share with you a text that just came in, and it will give you an example of how pathetic and deranged some of the leftists are. Now, every day, both Rich Herrera, and you know, Rich was back today. He had, I don't think it was even a full week, but his son Riggs was in town, and they did a lot of cool stuff, and he took a couple of days off. Good for him. And he was back this morning. But every day, Rich and I both get these deranged emails from a 757 area code. Neither one of us will read them on the air because they are truly deranged and demented. But I have to share this one with you because it will give you an indication of just how deranged and demented some folks seem to be. I just asked you, what do you remember about that day when President Trump, well, it wasn't the president at the time, former President Trump, candidate Trump, was almost assassinated? And this sicko who texts every day, both morning and night, and apparently does nothing but sit by a speaker of some sort, listen sort of to what we say, gin themselves up into some sort of demented, frothy anger. I said, what do you remember about that day? Quote, here's the text. Just came in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Quote, it was an almost perfect day, end quote. There are bad people among us. The greatest con that the devil was ever able to accomplish was convincing people he didn't exist. You make no mistake, there's evil in this world. There's evil like that. We are making amazing progress right now thanks to the fact that President Trump survived. I look at something like this and I'm thinking, man, I gotta redouble my efforts to make clear how wonderful President Trump's accomplishments are, to talk about how he is truly a generational leader, a once-in-a-generation president. I thought Ronald Reagan would forever be, in my books, the greatest president of my lifetime. And Ronald Reagan is now number two.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway. Do me a favor, hit me up on that James River Air text line if you are sane and cogent and have something interesting to share that is not disgusting and vile. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, 420 this afternoon. I got some tickets for you. John Fogerty is coming to Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. That's going to be August the 1st up at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Those are always great shows. That's my buddy Matt Krieger. puts those on. We should probably get Matt back, too, now that I think about it, Germ, just to, you know, let everybody know what the layout is, what the plan is for the season. We talked about it a couple of months ago, but, man, yeah, I'd love to get him back. We'll talk about that. And also, the tribute stuff going on over in Innsbruck, that is pretty cool. We'll do that again at 4:20. Pair of tickets for John Fogerty coming August the 1st to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.